1. You hear part of an interview with a pop singer. How does she feel about what happened? A. Embarrassed by her mistake. B. Angry with her tour manager. C. Confused about what happened.
I hear that you missed a concert you were supposed to do in Germany recently. How did that happen?
Well, I just lost my passport. I couldn't find it anywhere in my house. Obviously, I would say that it wasn't my fault, but, well, it wasn't my fault. I just assumed that our tour manager had it, but he didn't have it. He normally keeps it for me when I'm traveling for concerts, and I don't know how it got lost. I've had to get a replacement one.
I hear that you missed a concert you were supposed to do in Germany recently. How did that happen?
Well, I just lost my passport. I couldn't find it anywhere in my house. Obviously, I would say that it wasn't my fault, but, well, it wasn't my fault. I just assumed that our tour manager had it, but he didn't have it. He normally keeps it for me when I'm traveling for concerts, and I don't know how it got lost. I've had to get a replacement one.
2. You hear part of a radio program for young people. What advice does the speaker give? A. Try to discuss the matter with your friends. B. Pay no attention to the people who laugh at you. C. Encourage other people to be like you.
We've got an email from Beth who says, "My family hasn't got a car and we walk or cycle everywhere. My friends laugh at me because they all have cars. What should I do?" Well, Beth, there is a lot to be said for not having a car unless you really need one. In fact, it would be much better for the environment if fewer people had cars. Your so-called friends are unkind to judge you on what you have or don't have. People like this are very materialistic and not worth bothering with. And think how much fitter and healthier than them you'll be because of all the exercise you get. We've got an email from Beth who says, "My family hasn't got a car and we walk or cycle everywhere. My friends laugh at me because they all have cars. What should I do?" Well, Beth, there is a lot to be said for not having a car unless you really need one. In fact, it would be much better for the environment if fewer people had cars. Your so-called friends are unkind to judge you on what you have or don't have. People like this are very materialistic and not worth bothering with. And think how much fitter and healthier than them you'll be because of all the exercise you get.
3. You hear a radio presenter talking about a book. What does the presenter say about the book? A. Some of the writers have already had their work published. B. It contains work that was entered for a competition. C. It is very well organized.
The country's most talented young writers have seen their hard work come to fruition with the publication of the very first Young Writers Yearbook. Thousands of children, aged 9 to 17, submitted their stories and poems to win a chance to be published. The successful entries have now been published in this wonderful book. Sad, surprising, witty, frightening, insightful, wise and full of potential, this is a deliciously fresh collection by the best-selling authors of the future. The country's most talented young writers have seen their hard work come to fruition with the publication of the very first Young Writers Yearbook. Thousands of children, aged 9 to 17, submitted their stories and poems to win a chance to be published. The successful entries have now been published in this wonderful book. Sad, surprising, witty, frightening, insightful, wise and full of potential, this is a deliciously fresh collection by the best-selling authors of the future.
4. You hear someone talking on the phone. What is the speaker's purpose? A. To resolve a disagreement. B. To make a threat. C. To apologize for previous behavior.
Look, I don't see why this has to become a big thing. The fact is that our ideas aren't that far apart, and I'm sure if we just have a reasonable chat about the situation, we can sort things out. What do you think? I mean, it makes no sense to have a big row about it, and I know that neither of us wants to do that. I'm sure we can work something out that suits both of us, so let's do it now. I'm willing to compromise if you are. Look, I don't see why this has to become a big thing. The fact is that our ideas aren't that far apart, and I'm sure if we just have a reasonable chat about the situation, we can sort things out. What do you think? I mean, it makes no sense to have a big row about it, and I know that neither of us wants to do that. I'm sure we can work something out that suits both of us, so let's do it now. I'm willing to compromise if you are.
5. You hear someone talking to an assistant at a box office. What is the situation? A. The man has lost his tickets. B. The man was sent the wrong tickets. C. The man wants to return the tickets.
I know it's very late, but I really would appreciate it if you could help me out. You see, something's come up at the last minute, and we won't be able to make it tonight. Of course, I've already paid for the tickets, and I ordered the best seats. I was looking forward to it, so I'm annoyed that I'm going to have to miss the show. I know you've got your rules about not giving refunds, but couldn't you make an exception for me? I know it's very late, but I really would appreciate it if you could help me out. You see, something's come up at the last minute, and we won't be able to make it tonight. Of course, I've already paid for the tickets, and I ordered the best seats. I was looking forward to it, so I'm annoyed that I'm going to have to miss the show. I know you've got your rules about not giving refunds, but couldn't you make an exception for me?
6. You hear someone talking about her personality. What is the speaker doing? A. Admitting something. B. Explaining something. C. Promising something.
I just don't seem to have any patience. I know it's not a great thing, and I really ought to be able to stay calm more instead of losing my temper, but I just can't help myself. When someone gets on my nerves, I just have to tell them. It just comes straight out of my mouth. There's no excuse for it. I know I ought to have more self-control. And sometimes I do try, honestly, but it just never seems to work. I just don't seem to have any patience. I know it's not a great thing, and I really ought to be able to stay calm more instead of losing my temper, but I just can't help myself. When someone gets on my nerves, I just have to tell them. It just comes straight out of my mouth. There's no excuse for it. I know I ought to have more self-control. And sometimes I do try, honestly, but it just never seems to work.
7. You hear two people talking. What is the relationship between them? A. They are members of the same club. B. They live in the same building. C. They are studying on the same course.
I haven't seen you for a while.
No, I've been really busy. I've had a couple of assignments I had to do for college, and they've taken up all my time.
Oh, we don't have those.
Well, I've done them now, so I've got a bit more time. Do you fancy a game sometime?
Sure, I'll book a court for us. How about tomorrow evening?
Sounds good. Actually, that reminds me that I have to renew my membership. I'll do it while I'm there tomorrow.
Yes, I did it last month. Shall I pick you up at home?
That'd be great.
OK, I'll come round for you at about 7.
Excellent.
I haven't seen you for a while.
No, I've been really busy. I've had a couple of assignments I had to do for college and they've taken up all my time.
Oh, we don't have those.
Well, I've done them now, so I've got a bit more time. Do you fancy a game sometime?
Sure, I'll book a court for us. How about tomorrow evening?
Sounds good. Actually, that reminds me that I have to renew my membership. I'll do it while I'm there tomorrow.
Yes, I did it last month. Shall I pick you up at home?
That'd be great.
OK, I'll come round for you at about 7.
Excellent.
8. You hear a local radio presenter talking about a competition. Which of the following is true of the competition? A. The first part does not involve any cooking. B. The second part involves 10 people cooking on their own. C. The final part takes place at a different restaurant.
OK. Here are the details of our competition to find the best amateur chef in the region. To enter, you have to send in a main course and dessert recipe with ingredients that cost less than £10 per person. From the recipe sent in, we'll draw up a shortlist of 10 finalists, and they'll be asked to come along to Pandora's restaurant and cook their recipes for the panel of judges and paying customers with the assistance of the restaurant's chef. The judges will then choose 3 people to go forward to the final. The final 3 will be asked to create a 3-course recipe and cook it at the restaurant for the judges and paying customers. The judges will then choose the winner. OK, here are the details of our competition to find the best amateur chef in the region. To enter, you have to send in a main course and dessert recipe with ingredients that cost less than £10 per person. From the recipe sent in, we'll draw up a shortlist of 10 finalists, and they'll be asked to come along to Pandora's restaurant and cook their recipes for the panel of judges and paying customers with the assistance of the restaurant's chef. The judges will then choose 3 people to go forward to the final. The final 3 will be asked to create a 3-course recipe and cook it at the restaurant for the judges and paying customers. The judges will then choose the winner.
That is the end of part 1.